Today we're going to be exploring what it's like to meet ourselves exactly where we are. I'm Stephen Bueller. This is the Gentle Guided Awareness Podcast. We'll be aiming to have an authentic experience of relaxation, release, gratitude, among other things. So let's first just discover what's coming forward in our mind or in our body. You might notice it by the speed of it. There might be a lethargy or a fatigue that just drags and slows. Or there might be a movement and an action, mental or energy in the body that's moving. So if you can imagine being with yourself in a way that doesn't ask you to change that or make that better or improve something, but, you know, to notice it and notice how you make distance from that, distract from it. Nothing's wrong, nothing's here to fix, so just noticing that simple dynamic. How are you meeting yourself right here? And as you're beginning practice, sitting or laying on the ground, any comfortable posture, just notice what comes up first, and then what follows that, what follows that. A thought, a tightness, an idea, a judgment, a blame, a worry, a fear. An idea? Is it happening in your mind or in your body, both at the same time? Does one precede the other? Is there a pattern of action, a bracing, tightening, a fogging, diffusing? Going back and forth, of course, as we do. So I'm just inviting everyone, as you feel called, as feels safe and gentle, easy and relaxed, to just discover what is your relationship to how you are right now. And try to discover it through your thoughts, through your muscles, sometimes we discover this by the action we use to solve a difficult feeling or a distress. So every movement of us also has a reaction from us that might be affirmative or negative, judgmental or loving. as our body and mind cycles and these inner world dynamics replaying stories and narratives of our lives and of our culture, our joys and our sorrows, the injustice, all of these experiences carried from our ancestors in their bodies, giving birth to our grandfather, grandmother's bodies, our mother, father bodies, and our bodies. A lineage of difficulty that has been overcome. With a pattern. And sometimes with some cost. So instead of changing any pattern that's deemed wrong or problematic, is there a way to witness it while also being in it? Like a suspended state of knowing yourself deeply. Feeling yourself, being yourself, integrating yourself, managing yourself, exploring yourself. All of that is only possible by holding the frailties, could say the problems, the wrongness within ourselves, within our lineage, the overreaction, the indifference, the avoidance or aversion. However we turn away from ourselves and turn away from our deepest sense of truth, we did that because we learned we needed to in that moment. And so instead of correcting that or fixing that, making that go away or better, I'm inviting you to see that and love that and let that happen. And as you deepen in your embrace, you'll feel the spaciousness of your choice as you're living in your body, in your ancestors' bodies through you, also infused with awareness, a sense of higher power, higher purpose. All just by meeting yourself in this moment, without changing yourself. Even the desire to change, even the aversion to practice, even the judging mind. I see you. Yes, you're good. I see you. Yes, you're good. Meeting this moment, meeting yourself with good, with the good, your good, the good. So I'm going to invite you, as you continue for many minutes listening to ocean waves, to use that time to discover what arises in you naturally without your seeking it or making it or creating it. But see if you can rest in that sea of potential as you're watching yourself. What happens next? I think. I twitch. Just watch and see what you can focus on or how you can shift attention or what you could do in your imagination or visualization or prayer or meditation. If you just practice to be in that space of accepting yourself so deeply.